welcome everyone to Mommy Center.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of the Mudmunity Center. It's with me, Faris, Shakil and Zaki. Introduce yourself, guys.
Hello semua, assalamualaikum, it's me.
Hi, it's me also. The other one is Shak. This is Zaki's voice.
Yes. Okay, yeah. So we've been having a lot of controversial episodes.
Ada eh?
So now today we tone it down a bit. We become a bit more wholesome.
Okay, kita wholesome.
It's more of a life advice kind of thing.
Kalau wholesome dalam bahasa Melayu apa?
Wholesome masih.
Sepenuh.
Sepenuh sam eh.
Sepenuh sam. Sepenuh, give me some.
Sama give me top.
Wholesome, yes. So what is the question of the day? You guys know not?
Today is question of the day is apa eh?
What's the best?
What's that one advice that has helped better your life?
So we have asked all of y'all in our respective IG this question, and y'all have sent in a lot of life advice.
I like this community center. Like everybody can come together, you know, give them their opinions.
Yeah.
I actually enjoy reading them. Do you?
I enjoy because like this is community center. This is a center where people come together, you know, and talk to one another and help better one another.
No, but some of the life advice tak boleh. Life is an empty bullet. Aku bullet tak.
You said empty bullet.
Yeah, but we pick the good ones.
Okay.
And okay lah, we'll share some of the cringe ones also because like must humble yourself a bit lah. You all come with us with these quotes, right? All right, but before we start on your submissions, we will start on our personal life advice that we have remembered throughout our lives.
Have you changed your life?
Changed my life.
Changed your life, right?
It reassures me in times of like uncertainty.
Wow.
Yeah, so we're going to go through what each of the mutts have remembered whenever they save through tough times. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, okay. So... we shall start with
whose birthday is coming?
Whose birthday? Your birthday lah.
Good habis.
Oh, dah habis.
Fariz lah. No, my birthday November eh.
Oh, kita semua dah lepas.
Dah lepas lah. So is your by default your birthday?
No. Saya aku intro sah.
Oh, okay lah.
Fine lah. Kiss your best Zaki.
Scissors, paper, stone.
Yeah, I win because they cannot see on camera.
It's a scissors. No, it's scissors.
Okay, my life advice that was like, hey, I only saw it like on TikTok last week. Stoicism. It's under stoicism.
Stoicism tu apa?
Dia macam it is what it is, ism.
Hey, correct.
Ah, is it?
It is what it is. There's no
that
point.
That means whether it makes you sad or happy or angry, you accept what it is. You manage your emotions
for what it is.
But the name like stoic, macam wah stoic. But is it too? It is what it is.
I also don't know why is it stoicism Apa nama dia?
Oh, I don't know. Yeah.
Tu kena masuk filosofi.
Yeah, let me see.
Kena
baca stoic. Siapa stoic?
It's under Socrates.
Stoic like a stoiger.
It's a school of Hellenist by Zeno of Sitium in Athens.
Oh, the school.
See, we don't know where the stoics from.
Bro, you're the express kid here.
Yes, you're the only express kid here.
Using Wikipedia, man. This is what you all never use, Wikipedia.
Oh my god, if you look at Wikipedia about stoicism, man, muka dia giga chat dah.
Ni bukan lah. Oh, yeah lah. Anyway, stoicism. Okay. So the thing here is, don't climb a mountain.
Oh, wow.
Don't climb mountains so that people can see you.
Okay.
Climb mountains so that you can see the world.
I see.
Hey, let's go. That's your 10 a.m. quote, gang.
Yes, yeah. If you all don't know, right, we are live doing this at 10 a.m. Usually, we'll do this like after lunch.
Yeah, like late afternoon.
But I guess wholesome things.
Yeah, this is very cool. The mere quote.
Wow. So don't climb mountain, so the world can see you. Climb the mountain
so you can see
so
the
world. It's more like do it for yourself. Don't do it for your haters. Don't do it for the people who like you. Do it for what you want to do.
But
has it changed your life so far?
It's only been 2 weeks, bro. I got not enough time.
But knowing like people like Shark, right? You do things because for people, right? You don't do things for yourself, right?
Yeah, because my love language is act of service.
But But when I long you also because of it.
Yeah. Oh, but I do macam dulu kan macam kita orang macam for example for Malay like sometimes we want to do something to prove the this guy wrong.
Yeah.
Right? But then can be a bit toxic lah macam apa eh. At the end of the day, sometimes there's no one left to prove.
Yes.
Then you lose sight of your goals.
Macam culture kita lah, macam kita kena mengalah, you know, buat benda untuk family semua lah. Is that what you're trying to say?
No, he's trying to say that.
Macam tu.
One day you, if your whole life you're trying to prove to everyone, right? One day you, if when you got nothing else to prove to someone, right? Then what, your life?
Prove to God lah.
Wow. Okay, prove what? No, prove
the
what?
Bike's back.
You want to drink alcohol? Both. See, I can drink alcohol.
Prove to God, bro. God need God. You need God, not God need you.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Okay, let's go.
Yeah, that's mine. That's mine.
Shaq, your turn.
Shaqills.
Oh, mine is this quote Iza, your friend, said on the live.
What? Everything must be Iza.
Yeah, because this one changed my life when I'm married now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you know, she just said, don't lose this chance. Like how you lost the PA luggage.
Whoa.
Give context, right? Give context. I was a PA once, a production assistant, and then I lost a production luggage. And then like I got fucked a lot because of that. And then it was a joke around the circle there lah.
So yeah,
this one guy lost the PA luggage. Blah, 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 blah,
you, you're blacklisted in the film community.
I'm blacklisted in every production company. Yeah.
So your life advice is don't lose this chance. Like you lose.
Yeah, it's like the chance. Like you see, there's a chance opportunity there, right?
Yeah.
Don't just leave it alone. Now maybe it's better for you. Like how we join SGAG.
You know, like
yeah,
seize the day.
Yeah, seize the day. Hey. Copy deal, man.
Yeah, you are seize the day kind of guy.
I guess so. Like because like if there is a better opportunity out there, go chase. Yeah. I'm gonna leave.
Okay. Cool.
Yes, cool.
How does that change your life?
Yeah. Besides your marriage, because that's your whole personality now. is there anything else that you got seize the day?
I think right now, not anything that's very.
You've never seized the day after that.
I seized, yeah.
I just seized her.
I got seized. Not just sister. Okay, I guess if you place marriage as the best thing, then.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah.
People's dreams of marriage.
Yeah, after marriage, you got no other dreams, man.
I do.
What ambitions do you have now?
I want to have a kid. I want to have a house.
Oh. I do remember got one of my classmates last time. Her, what their goal is just to get a husband.
Oh.
And they go to uni to she was a doctor. She go uni to find a husband also.
Wow.
Okay.
Like really straight up.
Just husband hunting.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a
smart.
Yeah. Easy. Yeah. Yeah. Simple. Don't need to dream so big. You know?
But she had to work hard to the doctor school.
Go to doctor school. Yes,
and she was very straight up with
it. She found a husband out of her own personal goals or like pressure from community kind of
own thing. Personal goals. She wanna get married early, she wanna settle down early.
And she doesn't mind because the end goal is to get a husband.
Yeah.
Is she picky?
Have to have like a standard like a doctor lah.
Oh,
yeah, that's why she went to the doctor.
But that's actually more amazing, eh.
Bro. Right. Yeah. Like that, the whole attendance sheet and is eligible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's still better than you going to the like club or Tinder than to find a doctor.
Exactly.
You don't put the effort. Did you put effort, sir?
How 6 years, eh? How 10 years?
Respect. Okay, you remember these people, right? They for whole life, right? Study, you know. No EQ. Probably bathe once a day. You know, this kind of muka 10-year series kind, expressnya muka.
Yeah, so she did the right thing. She knows her strengths and weaknesses.
Okay.
She was like, let's go to doctor school.
Okay, but she not really picky in terms of like emotional qualities or like physical.
No.
So once doctor, then, sedap lah. Go. Once you see that impact.
Yeah.
Once,
the scrub.
Once you're a surgeon, once you're Dr. Han, can you? Damn, okay.
Hey, what's yours, Farish?
Yeah, what's yours, Farish?
Mine recently, because I just broke up, right? So it's like, you have to, for me, it's like you have to always trust yourself that at that point of time, you taking care of yourself. You must always trust that you shouldn't regret whatever you did because whatever you did at that time was the best for you. You get what I mean?
Panjang ke?
Okay, shorten it. Shorten it.
Trust yourself.
Oh, that was easy. Trust yourself. Yeah. Isn't that an Eminem song?
Yeah. That means if you fail, you fail your driving test, right? You trust yourself that at that point of time, that's the best you could have done.
Oh.
You fail your exam, right? You trust yourself that at that point of time, pasal kau tak belajar, that's the best you could have done. Yeah.
So you don't regret lah.
Yeah.
No,
you can regret lah. You can regret. Okay, maybe I foolish, but at that point of time, there is no way you could have been better than what you already are.
Wow.
Yeah, that's my life advice. Like right now, this is the best that I can do as a podcast.
The truth.
Yeah, we're not in a podcast live. We don't really listen to podcasts, but
yeah, this
we're
is
trying our best.
Yeah, lah.
And everyone is trying their best, and they must trust themselves that they're trying their best. Unless you're not trying.
Oh, we are trying so hard right now. I'm so hard right now.
Yo, me, I was trying to wake up at 10.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah. But you know why? When you say 10:15, right? When I'm driving, I was like, nice.
I got you guys. I got you. Okay. Yeah, I got one.
Yes, go.
This one is the best. I feel. It sounds like sometimes we forgot to do this for ourselves.
Wudu.
Rakaat. Nah,
niat sebelum wudu.
Okay, what is niat? Niat can be. It can be thought also. It doesn't have to be.
It's an intention. Yeah, it's just nice to say the niat.
No, this feels like a family. Like I will sit down with your family and like talk. Apa tu niat?
Yeah, apa tu niat? Masih meh? Or it's just thing. Then like that, kalau aku nak start Islam,
No. Okay, so the niat right is about consistency. Yeah, because Islam is about consistency. You need to say the niat correctly so that when you pass down everything, it's all the same. That's all je niat. That's why we have to say the niat. It's just for consistency je.
Nawai itu niat saya hari ini adalah untuk berbincang tentang advice semua yang telah.
Okay, insyaallah. Bebas. Okay, jom.
Okay, the first one. Spend more on items that ground you. Comfortable work shoes, ergonomic office chair, good mattress. I love it, bro.
That
I
ground,
really love it.
Ground you?
Yes.
What? Ground you means humble you, right?
Ground, I feel like from the person perspective is like spend money on keeping you healthy.
So
keeping you mentally healthy.
And you resonate
healthy
with it because that's what you do with your fashion sense.
Yeah. No, that's what I spend my money on. Health. Like
comfort.
Comfort.
Yeah. Nothing aesthetic.
Yeah, nothing aesthetic. It's just the comfort life.
I don't think Versace Eros.
It's a gift. I didn't spend money on that. Yeah, what will you spend money on? Not aesthetic though.
Though, like if you're a simp,
yeah,
you spend money on things that will make you attract the person you want. Mm. Yeah, like for instance, you buy things that smell good because girls like guys that smell good.
Mm.
Yeah, but then I don't know lah. Like if you buy things that you love, right? That means you attract the people that is like you, right?
Yes.
Yes.
So if you buy things that to impress only, right? Then you just you buying things to attract someone that is not you lah.
It's the mountains.
Yeah.
Orang ketuk lah. Oh, tak
ada. Climbing the mountain lah.
Climbing the mountain to see the world lah.
The producer is like climbing up the light. So, but what will you buy for yourself?
Damn.
You don't care about what other people think.
Oh, that's right.
My whole life I've been caring about what people think. Yeah.
Oh. Wait, no, drumming is what you like, right?
Yeah, that's true. Oh, is it?
No.
Is it?
Is it not because I want to impress people?
But don't you find passion in just drumming other than just like videoing?
Of course.
It's to release stress. Eh?
Yeah.
It's like some people.
It's shook. It's damn shook.
Yeah, I know. Stroking on that stick, man. That is the life, man.
Okay, let me think. I get back to you.
Have you thought about this?
What do you
buy?
Buy
for yourself?
For myself,
No one cares. Care about no one.
If I didn't care about anyone, right, I'll buy like anime merch. VTuber merch. Shout out HoloLife.
What's a VTuber merch?
So it's like I buy like to support these content creators who are VTubers, you know, who don't know who VTubers are. Right? Let me get into this discussion. VTubers are virtual YouTubers with a their own avatars, which is like 3D models or whatever, you know. And then they will talk
so vocal,
and then they will just like talk to their audience, you know, engage with the audience while they're doing some streaming and stuff like that. So basically, streamers with like avatars and stuff like that, but they're cute. They have cute voice and stuff like that. And I love them. Okay, yes. I'll buy and to support these people.
Okay. Oh, so like what's a VTuber that you want to shout out?
Oh, shout out Galgura from HoloLife and Niji Sanji's Selen Tatsuki. Yeah.
Yeah, let's go. Shout out.
Shout out.
You can cut that out. It's boring. Serious.
Okay lah. I feel... I feel the what child you are, right? It determines what you buy. If you are eldest and you've always wanted to please your parents and you are a people pleaser, the things you buy are to please people. Yeah. Which is look good, smell good,
feel good.
Buy furniture.
Furniture also, it will be, you know, aesthetically rather than form over function. Yeah. But actually, to love yourself is to see function over form. Like in this trio right now, I feel Zaki loves himself the most, and I think I love myself the least.
We love you.
We love you, Faris.
We love you, even if you don't love yourself the most.
Yeah. Okay.
That's how you combat that.
Is that what you think? Like you wanna get other people punya
approval?
Approval in terms of that, which you buy things for other people.
It's not just that, I think it's content also I create. It's not...
Okay, that one I understand.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I create content just to get attention, right?
Yeah, you... Just to please people.
Yeah.
To create content... To create the content you love, right? You normally it doesn't get views.
True.
Unless you hit the sweet spot of like... You know, both what you love and what they love. That makes you relatable. I guess that's why a lot of people like you.
Yeah, but I'm trying to slowly becoming unrelatable already.
Oh, is it? Why doing? Why are you doing?
I still don't know. I've been spending a lot of money on comfort code. I think that's why.
Comfort?
People are not comfortable.
Oh.
Yeah, shit.
Wait, you think that you are getting unrelatable?
I think so.
Because of what?
I take Grab every day at this point. I feel like I can't relate to people who take public transport.
Oh,
no, but that is relatable. Some people just want to take...
Yeah,
bro. If I got money,
you going from one SES to another SES. Yeah.
Right? If I got the money, like, right, I would never take public transport. Like if
money,
like right now, right?
Oh yeah, shuck.
But most people no money, huh? But most people no money.
Not saying most people no money. Most people want to save money. So it's like people like don't really care about saving, right? And that's like one like it's like I could do escape, bro. Might as well I just
negate. That's true. Well, once in a while, Shakil got some wisdom.
You know what I'm saying? I'm the oldest.
I know you masih tu kau punya motor rosak kan? Then you
just grab.
$50 pun $50 lah. Jadi malas lah nak naik. Dia kena pakai mask, COVID.
Habis weather dia panas ya.
Exactly.
Okay, come, Shak.
Come where?
On my face. What's your...
On the mic, please. On the mic.
On the mic. Okay.
This is what someone said. Turn your one day into day one.
Hey, that sounds like a... Sounds like a Walmart script.
It sounds like a bumper sticker tempat belakang van. Dengan atas ada okay, let's go. Then below ada make local your focal. And then last one is turn your one day into day one.
No, I think...
Dia macam fikir kan. I mean, dia tengok balik kan. Sial lah. Baik apa?
Sounds like EA punya kind of things.
Okay, come. Can you elaborate?
Yeah, I still don't
understand. Actually, we should. Three of us should have our interpretation of that.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. Try.
No, you start first.
To me, this is like macam, don't make it like every day macam sama je. This is day one of me trying to start something new.
Nice.
Don't let it be macam one day aku pergi sini tak. Day one, aku grind.
Hey, don't leave him hanging lah.
Aku baru nak hype.
I see. Since the day lah.
Is it? Okay, Cafe Diem. So everything can be tied down to, one topic, stoicism gitu lah.
Make your one day a day one. Siapa?
Cool juga this guy.
The more I hear it, the more it sounds.
Growing on me and in me.
What's your interpretation of this, Zaki?
I was thinking the... let's just say you are making progress to something and then you fail. And then make that one day a day one. So don't treat it like a failure.
So macam accidents in work This is day 75 of no accident. Then suddenly, this is day one of
something like that. Tak gitu lah.
Macam fresh
lah. Like for example, if you get into a car accident, count it as a day one lah. Don't compare it to your last 30 years. Jam.
Bagus lah bagi. Okay lah.
I like the quote.
Okay. Nice. What's your definition?
No, I same lah. A lot of people don't know where to start. Intimidated by a lot of people, other people who already at day 5, day 6 and.
Oh, that's a good one.
But it's okay.
Like day we go one. To the gym, see big people, but don't worry, bro. You get there.
You are the big people.
Do you guys feel that like being in their 30s and content creation? Sort of like new, like a lot of people started at 18.
Oh, I cannot tahan right when people in their 35, 30, 40 and they're like, I too old for TikTok. You got so many 70-year-olds on TikTok. And it's never too late.
40 pergi 70.
Yes, it's never too late to start anything. Make your one day
your day one.
Nice. What would you want to start when you are in your 30s that you like too scared to?
I feel like I want to start teaching.
That usually 30s is the time you start teaching.
Aku pun.
Okay, come on. ITE Central, UITE West, kau ITE East.
Aku tak nak East, boleh change.
I take East.
Legit, kalau 3 of you want to teach, 3 of us should go NIE together.
Okay.
Hey, is it a thing? Have to go NIE?
It's a 1 year thing, I think.
Oh, is it? Yeah. Skills Future tak boleh?
Full time.
Aku nak Skills Future je.
Hey, EduSave apa?
Dah habis.
30 years old then?
PSEB.
Every one of my friends want to be teacher need to go NIE.
Okay lah, because you teacher. Macam?
Yeah. Teach what?
Content
creation.
We are now doing exclusive. Might as well you go to learn.
Apa exclusive?
No, now we are exclusive.
Oh, we can. But you want to teach what?
Film.
Oh.
IT lah. And poly.
Yeah. Film eh?
Yeah. And content creation, I feel. Macam ada mix of both.
I feel in the future there will be a course that's content creation.
You know, not again.
I feel it will have.
I will. Yeah, we'll confirm have.
I think they should have. I feel.
Then lecturer Zaki.
I got a guest lecturer from the east side.
Got your case study. Judging people. That's why.
guys.
But are you a teacher? Teacher vibes. Do you like teaching?
I just like.
You like the students, is it?
Yeah, that's why I go for that one. I wanted to go secondary school, tak lah. I just like the you know, macam make, because at workplace I like to help, kan? I like to help a bit, macam tengok idea. The only problem is your paid, and then like people clock out at 6.
Yeah, true.
Yeah,
true.
Only kat sekolah diorang masih macam, oh my god, filmmaking.
Yeah, but recently I went to ITE to do a music video, and the lecturer. They F the students upside down. Like, you already know in the lesson you're supposed to do this and you still never do. The actors have been standing down there for 20 minutes. This could have been done 20 minutes ago. Then the students are just rushing in.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
That's the right thing to do.
And then the lecturer come to me and like, I'm so sorry for all this. They should know better. They're like,
They're students.
Yeah, I mean like, it's like sergeant mentality. I prefer the lecturer to be...
But I think that's the production life here in Singapore.
Actually true. Lah.
Can? That's how it is.
That's the reality of the production life. Like even in SGAC, the production like that.
Yeah. It's like that. I was a PA. I know how
The luggage.
I lost the luggage. I kind of fucked there.
By who?
by the producers, then the director, especially the producers, they were like, "Hey, my director and the client wants this and this. The client is only wants soy latte, okay? You want to get soy latte."
Sial.
Cima, kopitiam sia, mana sia Starbucks? I had to go get her.
Oh, see, did that day like sort of like made you not like filmmaking?
Yeah, they made me hate
production life.
Wow. Yeah,
I hated it. So I just already. Then I become dog again. Siala, no.
I guess production life is for people pleasers.
Yeah.
Correct? Yeah. But teaching is a nice stable thing. And you know you're good at it, right?
And it feels like a retirement thing. After content creation, you're not gonna do forever.
Yeah, bro.
Okay. Let's go. This is our plan.
We start our academy.
This is our ambition now.
Yeah.
So ambition.
We make our today.
Day one. Whoa. Hey!
Wow. Kamu's day one.
Okay, Farish. What's yours?
Okay. My one is similar. Adulthood starts from 20 years old. So if you are 25, you are 5 years old as an adult. Don't be so hard on yourself.
Oh.
So that means we are fucking 11 years old now. 11 years old, we're doing what?
11 years old, I was...
You eat your pizza, yeah?
No, I don't eat my pizza. I smell my armpit. 11 years old, I was watching Pokemon. Was watching Pokemon at 9 a.m. or 10 a.m.
11 years old, I still Beyblade. Didn't know that we can have sex.
Oh, 11
but
years
you
old.
You know about sex back then?
Do
you
no,
know
never,
even?
Never.
Oh, yeah.
No, I thought it was like, only for Chinese only.
11 years old, I didn't know what a condom is.
Oh, yeah. All this like people doing shit is.
What is sperm? You know, what is sperm?
Like, okay, so my friend said, like. He did this square thing, right? Then he said, "Hey, this is a condom." Then I'm like, haha, I thought it's a condominium, so I laugh also.
Like, oh yeah, that's the number one joke, then.
Yeah, because he was laughing at it, like, haha, it's a condom, haha, like, it looks like a long square. Then like, oh, it's condominium. See, that's
how,
a joke.
How would you, how will you explain the birds and the bees to your kid?
Shit, aku tak tahu. Maybe aku just jauh.
Kau tengok video ni?
That's me and your mom.
Bro,
and Saki was behind the camera.
That's
the
why
car.
That's why you're teaching film.
Yeah.
Ada sound man aku.
Okay, fast forward. This is how you abort. Stop the pause, man. Jangan pause.
Actually, okay, TikTok now educating them.
Yes. It's too much also.
Or is it?
I think, I'm scared of TikTok to give kids. Yeah. Like, have seen kids.
I'm scared of TikTok to give my parents. Like want to censor all this nonsense. Oh. Like I want them to know the news and the Quran stuff, you know.
Ah, but no, like the AI guy.
But now
AI
TikTok, then the algorithm very very catered to you guys. So like whatever you like, right? It will. So like, let's say your parents search up Quranic stuff.
Yeah, but what? Let's say he like one.
That's it, That's it. Oh my God, Quran. Let's tell you, Paufei. Paufei dancing.
Just imagine, your parents repost one of those. Check this out, boys.
No, but why are we so okay with being in this realm and we're not okay with our kids and our adults, our parents?
Because we know better. Right, we know better already. We know better than not to let them. Like smokers, you know, smokers know that like it's bad for non-smokers to smoke.
You
so
hypocrites,
we don't. So we just smoke. Then we just like, hey, jangan start.
Fuck y'all, man. Okay, so adulthood starts from 20 years old. Do you agree?
No.
Aku balil. In Islam. After balil, you can go hell, by the way, right?
Like that, 14 years old, I'm adult.
Okay, as a 30 year old, right?
30 years old.
Do you think you have life? Like
I think once I start 27, that's when my thinking shift really to more adult, to more realistically. I don't think about goals, more like ambitions much.
Wow, that is your definition of thinking realistically. Give up on your goals.
Not give up on goals, like lower your expectation or your ambition.
Nah, bro.
Like,
never.
What was your ambition right now?
I don't know. I just want to go with the flow and try my best while I'm flowing.
Like, okay, let's say like 20-year-old me. 20-year-old me nak jadi creative director in a big advertising agency, and like after that got a lot of money, I can buy a condo and like go around the world. But now I just want to be like simple. It's 27 years old, I thought like, okay, this is maybe what I'm capable of. I don't want to be able to like
I know my shortcomings. I cannot think as well as a CD. So I this okay. is what I'm capable of.
Realistic.
Yeah, yeah. realistic. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's not because like okay, so like I read a lot of mangas. The people are talented and people are gifted. You know your where you stand. Like your stats, right? Your stats. You know your max is like 80. Other people their max stats 100. And I'm like.
So you think in terms of the population, what percentile are you?
Percentile lah. Tak tahu lah.
But have you
erectile lah kau tahu.
Have you shot for the moon and landed on the stars?
I think I've traveled. On the rocket ship heading to the moon, noticing that my thrusters dah tak legura, then after that go down there.
Okay. Oh, so you recognize your capabilities,
Yeah lah, yeah lah.
Okay.
It's not like
I'm thinking of potential.
Potential what?
You have no other potential to
design. I feel like
that's why I say I want to be a teacher.
Oh, but not a CD.
I can, yeah, not a CD. Cause like I feel like I can like impart like some wisdoms on these new beginning designers for them to start somewhere. A foundation, basically. I can build a strong foundation, but if they want to fly, they fly far away. Yeah, so if they want to be a CD, go ahead. They want to be a DVD also can.
That's how you continue.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Where were we?
I don't know.
This is a Shark saying why he don't want to continue, like why he wanna realistically dream now.
Yeah.
Okay. Can we just make a mental note that podcast, right? Let's start after lunch. I swear my mind haven't wake up yet.
Okay.
It's all right.
Yeah, because and we are talking about such a deep topic.
Yeah.
Yeah. So okay. Mine haven't wake up.
Okay. Who's one next?
Zaki. We just do one more round. Then after that, can.
Okay. Aku intern .
Yeah.
Ah, ya Allah.
Remember Zaki. Don't make this a one day.
Okay, this one is a very standard, bro. It's a very standard.
Yeah.
Don't take life too seriously.
Damn, that is a vague statement, man.
I love it.
Stoicism.
Don't take life too seriously.
I don't know.
You are you third born, man.
Second.
Middle child.
I'm a middle child.
Middle child take life seriously, right?
I think we do. We have the whole macam, we want to have freedom, we want to chase our dream, no, but we don't ask for permission. Kan?
Y'all are shadowed by your elders, or not?
Yes.
And you want to get away from the shadow?
No, I prefer to be shadowed so people don't care about me, what I do.
Oh, is it? Okay. Actually, yeah, I think a lot of second child.
Your brother also like that?
My sister.
Your sister, sorry.
Yeah, she doesn't really like the spotlight.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, she rather enjoys dancing in the shadow.
Dancing, literally.
No lah, fuck lah. It's like enjoy the shadow lah. Stand by me.
Your shadow, Dugit.
Okay, don't take life too seriously.
Because I feel like at this point, it's like the hustling is quite real lah. I feel like a lot of people want to hustle, and sometimes we take life too hard in the midst of the hustle. But just remember, we're all gonna die anyway.
How about in a relationship? Don't take relationship too seriously.
True. Like maybe take a step back whenever times go serious and see how big it is compared to
the whole thing. How big the problem actually is. Is
correct.
Yeah, that's true.
Aku too deep sangat. Aku tak faham. What? Huh?
Like for example, the problem. For example, if you are fighting with your girl or whoever, and then the problem. Because when you fight, like everything seems bigger. Even though you accidentally spill coffee, become a fight, and coffee is the biggest thing in your head. But then when you take a step back, it's just a spill.
Oh, I thought you take a step back, there's actually more problems to that leads up to the coffee spill. Actually, I forgot the birthday lah. I forgot this one. Then one fucked up. One time go for fucked up.
No, then you shouldn't sweep everything under the rug, man.
I never sweep everything under the rug.
Then you're saying as if like
because it comes from experience, guys.
I see. But if there was ever a person that embodies don't take life so seriously, right? I think it's Shark.
Officer.
Do you take life seriously?
Every day.
Huh?
I look at it with a heart on.
No, serious.
Tak, aku tak tahu lah, actually.
Like you can die now, right?
It's not seriously lah, macam you
but
know.
Is that taking life seriously?
Like I'm okay to die. Like are you okay to die tomorrow?
No, actually I'm not okay to die. I'm
like,
not okay.
If there's a plane coming towards me, right, y'all can run, right? I'll be like, at least I not commit suicide, you know?
Yeah.
Tak, tapi aku belum solat.
That one your pasal lah. Aku bangun subuh sah. Don't take life too seriously.
Cause make that one day.
In the comment section.
Tapi imagine. Kau nak jadi cikgu kan? Your students all, che, ni semua tak payah belajar
then
lah.
Then why the fuck you here?
Don't take life so seriously lah, che.
Why you here then? I'm here to teach you, impart you knowledge so that you one day can be a designer. You want to be a designer, you come here, right? This course.
Or maybe
kalau
that,
tak suka, cia, lah.
Or maybe that advice is only for serious people lah.
Oh.
Ah, kan?
Yeah. It's a reminder. Not for jokers.
Ah, yeah. They need to take life a bit seriously.
It was worse.
Yeah,
yeah. There you go. What the fuck, yeah? Like I tell jokers take life seriously. Then I tell non jokers
don't take life seriously.
So what do you want?
Just don't meet them together. So your advice is
no. At the end of the day, it's all about the balance.
Yeah.
Everything
just take life
balance.
Everything in moderation.
Oh. Yeah, betul. Kejap.
Give me some snaps, guys. Give me some snaps.
The calculation of the moderation.
Calculation. Tokasu. Okay, who's next?
Okay, Shakil.
Kejap. Okay, this one. I think. This one is good lah. Somebody will always be better looking and smarter than you. Stay humble and win quietly.
The second part I didn't expect.
Stay humble.
Somebody will be always better, but you are always the best version of yourself, or something like that.
No. Stay humble.
No, this is basically asking you to settle.
No, okay, maybe, but like stay humble, bro. Like you think you big fuck, but yo, bro.
This is advice like, for big.
You think you big? Is
someone
it?
Someone is always better looking.
Yeah,
and
someone correct. Always bigger than you, smarter than you.
Stay humble. Win quietly. Cannot shout. Win, I won.
I mean, yes.
Like, okay lah. What do you think about that? It's okay.
True lah. Like I realize, like in people on TikTok also like controversy, like to see people going down. So that's why winning cannot like it's quiet.
There was one TikTok that I stumbled upon. The first rule in life, right, is to.
Is it an old guy?
Is this muscular man?
Oh, Mike Wohan. Okay. No.
Mike Wohan.
No, it's not. Don't compare.
Correct.
Yeah, if you compare. I don't know lah. Competing and comparing is different. You can compete with the people in your lane, but you don't compare with other people's lifestyle.
Lane.
Shark get married, right? Doesn't mean I must get married.
Correct.
Yeah, but I can still compete in TikTok with his TikTok. You know, kind of thing. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yes.
No.
I'm just gonna okay.
I just don't like competition. Yeah.
You don't like competition.
Macam dia macam scarcity mindset. It's like one of us have to win. One of us win, the other has to lose.
But that is the beauty of, you know, boxing match. Some the glory of losing and the glory of winning is people like to see that shit.
True.
Yeah. If not, if everyone happy, it feels very why what the meaning of life is what.
But TikTok
someone must go to hell. Someone will go heaven.
True.
But it's true.
I mean it's true. Lah,
if everyone go heaven, then what's the point, right?
Correct.
Tak fun.
Fine.
Okay. So different situation. I guess in the realm of social media, no need to lose lah.
I feel macam tak ada that straight unless there's a controversy.
Controversy?
Yeah, like this fight versus this.
Bro,
fight.
Amber Heard, people still defending her.
Huh?
Yeah, in our office, people still defending her.
Whoa!
Yeah. So did Johnny Depp really win? You know what I mean? Yeah.
True.
So controversy, I think there still be a gray area. But people enjoy black and white when it comes to competition, right?
Yeah, I
true.
Like when you see the Indonesian team and the Singapore Valorant team,
yeah,
they give both of them gold medals.
Huh?
Yeah.
Why?
It's some topic politic, by itself lah.
Oh, okay.
But people want to see a second place and a first place. I feel.
Ah.
Yeah, but competing and comparing different.
Yeah.
Everything. Thank you so much for listening to our first wholesome episode.
Thank you.
Until then, the next episode will be about a more controversial, not controversial topic. The next episode will be a bit more about relationships.
And sleazy.
Or starting a relationship.
Yeah, because it's about how do you slide into someone's DMs.
I don't know still. Let's find out next week.
Okay, next week.
Oh, next week? Next Let's week, find yeah. out next time.
Next time on the Map Community Center.
Yeah.
Arriba!
Thank you.